is corny joke time, but you have to laugh. What did the policeman say to his belly button? You're under a vest.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
The name Tony Hansen always makes me grin. When I talked with Tony, he made that grin break into a laugh. I grew up poor, he would say. We never missed a meal, but sometimes it was 36 hours between meals. Tony was a pastor. If you asked how big is your church, he was likely to say, it sleeps about 300. Tony was known for pranks. When he cut off two fingers making a Christmas tree stand, pain became an opportunity. He took a jewelry box, lined it with cotton batten, cut a hole in the bottom, and told his grandkids one finger was preserved in that box. Would they like to see it? Of course they would. He sprinkled talcum powder over a finger on his good hand, pushed it through that hole, then opened the lid. The kids were fine, until he wiggled that finger. Not long ago, we sat in a packed church celebrating Tony's life. His grandkids had much to say about their grandpa. When we were sick, he bought us milkshakes and told us it was the best medicine. He let us style his comb over and shave him for real. Wow. He prayed for us each day. He loved us. If unconditional love has a face on earth, it was grandpa's, said one. I was 19, unmarried, pregnant. When I told him, he said through tears, I love you. Nothing could change that. He and grandma invited me to live in their basement then. They helped steer me in the right direction. Grandpa's advice always led straight back to God and his love. The legacy he leaves in my life is the most priceless thing I could ever ask for. Her 14-year-old son, who came to live in that basement after he was born, said, whatever costume I rigged up, he was my sidekick. He was the father I never had. Years earlier, Tony's own daughter, Sheila, made some poor choices and found herself pregnant, too. I remember walking up to their front door, she said. Dad was there. I fell into his arms. I will never forget his words to me. Sheila, there is absolutely nothing on this earth that you could do that would ever change my love for you. Absolutely nothing. In that moment, I saw Jesus. Dad was there throughout my pregnancy. When I surrendered my daughter Amy to her new parents, Dad held my baby in his arms and prayed that God would use this little girl, that God would direct her in all her steps. Dad taught me how to live a life of grace. You know, Tony could be stubborn too. At 90 years of age, he was feeling a little cooped up at the care center, so he pulled on a coat and a cowboy hat to go out for a walk. A nurse stopped him. Sorry, Tony, you can't go out there on your own. Tony laughed. He said, do you know what the name Tony is backwards? It spells, why not? Tony loved the great old hymns and this country song by the Judds. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. Grandpa, take me back to yesterday, where the line between right and wrong didn't seem so hazy. Did lovers really fall in love to stay? Stand beside each other come what may? Was a promise really something people kept, not just something they would say? Did families really bow their heads to pray? Did daddies really never go away? Whoa, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Tony knew that the good old days weren't all good. He was first to admit that he'd made mistakes. We all do. But he made things right. He modeled God's grace, and his life is a blessed memorial. Wherever we've been, whatever we've done, each of us is capable of this with God's help. We need a million more like him, don't we? I'd like to be one, and I hope you'll join me, too.
You speak a message of joy that is profound and biblical without being stuffy. It has helped us more than you can know. That's just one of many testimonies that we receive every month here at Laugh Again. God is using this program to help touch lives. And if you would like to support Laugh Again in a tangible way, consider making a financial gift this month. To donate, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.